Wait, I gotta test your levels, so.
Oh, yeah, there's a monitor for you, too.
We're not actually recording yet, so.
Oh, I thought we were gonna have to, like, all go underneath a blanket or something.
Okay, now let's tell stories.
The Asian Avengers, so weak.
Asian Avengers, so weak, so fuckable, bro, you know? Whoa, there's five Asian guys together?
Did you ever go through a stealing phase?
Do I think everyone should have a gun? Maybe.
Or you can look me up, I don't care, I'll fight you, I don't care.
You wanna get high as fuck? You like opium?
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Asian Not Asian Podcast, where two Asian guys not from Asia talk about American issues no Americans seem to give a fuck about.
Yes.
I'm your host, Fumi Abe.
I'm Mike Nguyen.
And today's a special day, Mike.
It is a special day.
It's a special day because our fans asked for it. All we've heard since we started the podcast
is less of us.
Yes, and more Asian females.
Yes.
And so we finally got a guest for you guys today. Your guest for today, she is an actress, writer, director based in New York City. She's been on TBS's Search Party. She's got a new digital series called Your Asian Friend with Up Citizens Brigade. And she's got this like short film that's on Amazon. It's crazy. It's crazy. So she's a famous person.
She's
so
way
I hope you're
more successful
fucking happy,
we'll
everybody,
be
on this podcast.
So,
so please welcome to the show, SJ
Song.
Like hello,
Actually, you're the first guest we've ever had.
I'm honored. When I saw that on Instagram, you were like, this is my first guest. I was really nervous.
You're nervous?
Yeah, I was nervous. So I was like, maybe I should do some research.
Dude, I was
like, immediately go to like homework.
We do any research?
Yeah.
No, we don't do any research.
I was like, I don't know what to do. Tips on how to do a podcast.
You've never done one?
I did one when I was like, maybe 4 years ago for like some random male comedy duo.
Oh my God, that's us.
No, but you guys aren't random. These were like weird guys. I did some really weird podcasts.
Oh.
This is fun. This is good. You're not.
It's like she's scarred, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Then I just avoided men for 4 years.
Yeah. No. This is cool. This is very cool.
Yeah, man. So we're super excited to have you. We just want to make sure the listeners know who you are. So maybe, I met SJ. I don't know. We both met SJ on
separately
occasions, but yes. I met SJ like pretty recently. We did like a Asian sketch together, Asian comedy sketch.
Oh yeah,
Our friend Woody Fu wrote.
Oh, yeah.
Shouts to Woody. It was called Asians Don't Like Asians.
This is true.
This is true, mm-hmm. And it was about our lives. It was about how Japanese and Koreans and Chinese people, we all hate each other. But yes.
Mostly about how everyone hates Japanese people.
This is true. You guys you know how in Blood there's like a universal donor.
Yeah,
Japanese people like the universal. hater. It's like no matter what, or like, you know what I'm saying, like Korean people, Vietnamese people, Cambodians, we got one thing in common. We hate Japanese.
They hate Japanese people.
Right?
Yeah. So, and it's funny because Woody has a lot of jokes about like in his other comedy, he has a lot of jokes about how his dad hates Japanese people. So that was kind of like seeping in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great, but that's how we met under this condition of hate, but we became friends.
Perfect.
And you met SJ in a different thing, right?
Yes, I contribute to NBC News sometimes as a journalist, which I'm sure that career is now over.
But
wow. She was nice enough to give me an interview, her and your creative partner.
Mm-hmm.
You read it? You got to read it?
No, I watched it.
New York TV Festival a couple of years ago.
Maybe SJ, you can tell us a little bit about like what are you up to? You're an actress.
Yes.
You're Asian, you have blonde hair now. You've leveled up.
I've totally leveled up. Isn't that like a super Saiyan thing? You turn into the blonde version.
So
you
didn't even dye your hair. This is just something happened to you.
Yeah, I just evolved one day. I woke up and I was like, I want to be more European. I wish I could say it was for a job, but it was not. It's something that I was like, I want to dye my hair blonde for like a year and a half. And then I was like, I think it's going to affect my auditions or... I
think
know.
It will.
It has not.
Oh, really?
I went in for more like queer roles, like at first, but it's kind of all the same. I have noticed, I think that I get harassed on the street less.
What?
Really?
Yeah. This was my hypothesis before I got the dye job.
This is going to be good.
I was like, I think that less people are going to be like, maybe with black hair, you're like Asian woman, sexy geisha.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then with blonde hair, you're confusing. You're kind of like, who,
it's all
who
about
are
distracting
you?
A white man.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what stereotype do I apply to you?
It's like how...
If you don't read up, you don't really know.
Right. Some animals, like they have like really bright colors.
Yeah.
And it confuses the tiger for a second. And you're like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Weird. Like the zebra also is like striped, so it's like, where are they? Who are they?
How do I holler at this girl?
Do I call you a chink or do I not?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. And then she's gone. And then
she's gone. Sun,
vapor.
The zebra of Hollywood. Watch out.
Oh my gosh, you guys, that's so sweet. However, when I walk through K-Town, I have like lots of different feelings because like I see lots of beautiful Korean women who have like lots of different color hair.
Yes.
But I feel like I think maybe I'm projecting my own insecurity, like, oh, I'm just giving into the Europeanness, like to look more white.
Mm.
But then again, K-pop people have blonde hair now. And everything. So I think I'm just positioning myself to lose either way, which is very typical of me.
I think this is a very good time to let the listeners know that SJ is in fact Korean.
Oh yeah, I'm Korean. Oh.
She's Korean. That's why she was in Koreatown. That's where they hang out.
That's not why I was in Koreatown.
That's why she was in Koreatown.
Because my therapist is one block away.
Because she just...
But her therapist is also Korean. Plot twist. Everybody in her life is Korean.
We all went karaoke afterwards.
We talk about Koreans a lot on this podcast, so it's nice to have a Korean voice on
as Fumi said when we were bringing you, we were like trying to figure out who our first guest is going to be, and we're like, and you're like, oh, SJ, she's Korean, that's your specialty. And I was like, this is true.
Yes, because Mike's wife is Korean.
My wife's Korean.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How do I feel? do you like it?
What does that mean,
man? It is
Mike, you're married.
Yeah, dude, I've got this ring and everything.
Yeah, dude.
Do you have a child?
No, I don't have a child.
Okay.
But she is.
I mean, thank God.
No, she. Yes. You're not reproducing, are you? There's not another one.
Not with those exposed thighs and tats.
She is. She's very intense, and I tell her this all the time. Yeah. She's got a lot of. I've learned this phrase. She has a lot of Han.
Yes, it's the Han.
See,
let's talk about Han for a second.
Explain what Han is. What is Han? Our listeners.
Yes. Okay, most tersely described, it is ultimate sorrow. And the desire for revenge.
But what is it? Like, it's so explain to the listeners, like, is it for
desire
Koreans?
For revenge?
Oh, it's like on a cellular, molecular level, Koreans have this innate concept of Han within them.
Mm.
I believe from years of being fucked over by neighboring Asian countries.
What's up?
Especially.
Still here, guys.
China,
still
Mongolia, here. Everyone. And just like, because of that, we've just like had to deal with so much loss and grievance and sorrow. And so from that, we like have this, I don't even know how to explain it in words. It's like...
Like it's this constant feeling that someone's like out to get you, or you need to prove to the world. Like you always feel like you have to prove something. Is that what it
is? I feel like the proving something is definitely real. And like also it's like this... When you describe your wife as like intense, like this like...
She has a deep... I say that... It doesn't look like she has a lot of emotion because but it's like a deep well of emotion. It goes down forever. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why I love her, is because like she has like so much fire, but you almost never see it.
Yeah.
But I see it because we live together. But
totally. It's just like a deep well of like emotion that ranges from sorrow and ultimately to something like wanting to get back at your enemies.
Yeah.
And that's why she's everything. Here today.
Yes. I'm going to murder Fumi.
You guys, this has been a really great podcast.
This was a long con.
Guys, wait, help me.
No.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
All right, we are at our segment called Race News.
Das Race News.
This is where we talk about shit that's happening on the news that has to do with race, which we are experts.
We are experts. We have no degrees.
Yes. But this one, you know, this week is, this one's very interesting because this is something that's been happening for a while, for about 5 years, I believe. And I've heard a lot of things about it. I don't really have a ton of opinions about it. But then the most recent headline really got my attention because now it's personal. Okay. So this is about Harvard and how Harvard has sort of traditionally capped Asian acceptance rates. So they want 22.5%, and that's what they've wanted for the last 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
A lot of Asian people complain about that because it's like, we have the grades, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And now there's like a whole graduate group of people who are looking into this case at Harvard. Now, the recent update to this is that on top of the Harvard, you know, denying a lot of Asians because they want to keep a certain quota, one of the reasons they found out that they're doing this is that Harvard rated Asian American applicants lower on likability, courage, and like things like leadership, according to their the reports, and that came out, and people were pissed because now, you know, it's not like, oh, we gotta keep things diverse. Now it's like, well,
that's kind of mean. Also, the courage thing, like, I don't know, how are you measuring? Like, I don't know, stood up to a dragon or something. Like, what are you supposed to? What am I supposed to be with courage?
Oh, you haven't.
I have. Oh. Oh, you haven't?
You that's are why so I, missing.
Yeah, that's why
so
my courage
mean.
Is so high.
That's why Esther went to Ivy School, and then
yeah, exactly.
We both went to public
it's
school.
It's like we're all like Dungeons and Dragons characters, and like, you know, we're not. Do you know what I'm talking about? We're like not getting very much stats in charisma, and
yeah, I think this is adding to the whole invisibility issue of Asians, right? Because it's like, you're not likable, you're not courageous, you have no like agency, basically. That's what they're saying. It's
they said lack of personality.
Yeah, we don't have lack of personality.
Like, what the fuck? That's why we're getting cast in these one-liner roles that are like,
well, though, yeah, this
I've
is,
hacked it for you.
That was a real line.
Yeah, it was. Absolutely. I auditioned for it 20 times. Still have not booked it.
it's tough. I mean, that's, I think that's like the main thing with Asian people is that they struggle with on many levels, even in the workplace. You know, you don't see, there was another article about how like Asian employees are the least likely to take leadership roles in the future. And it has to do with like, you lack personality. We don't know what to do with you. We don't know how to define you. We don't know which bucket to put you in, you know? So, but I just think it's a little funky just because, you know, these are people who are like admitting students. So they're looking at the college application. They're reading the essays about like, you know, why did you want to go to Harvard? And then, you know, they write about probably their like Asian upbringing. And then for like some fucking admin person to be like, lack of courage, like
lack
based
courage.
On an essay, like,
yeah,
it's just a weird metric, you know?
It is weird. And it's weird. How do you like measure certain things like that? I don't know what the application process is. I didn't apply to Harvard. Okay.
Same.
Yeah, exactly.
I did.
You did?
Of
course you
did.
Did you get in? Did you was your likability too low?
Yeah, it was.
I was way too unlikable. Yeah.
You had too much Han.
Yeah,
too much Han. It's Inferno.
I was trying so hard to be likable, though.
What did you do?
Shopping at Gap, you know?
Yeah, that's very likable.
Yeah.
Like wearing Kate Spade.
Very likable.
Trying to.
Shouts.
Yeah. It's just so weird. You know what's so ironic about this is that, like, I feel like Asians in high school especially are trying so hard, or at least where I grew up, to adopt whiteness.
Absolutely.
And
me too.
To be that person who is not Asian, not seen as Asian, but also to Asian people, you don't want to be seen as too white. Like, you're just like, you know, trying to be this amorphous blob of like, someone like me, someone accept me,
yes.
Please don't stereotype me.
Yes.
And here's my Gap shirt. Okay, Gap's not even that cool. Like, I don't know. I remember Victoria's Secret Pink was really in.
Oh, so, that's cool. Yeah.
And then this is just like, totally negating all of that effort.
Right.
For me, I read that. I was like, I tried so hard to have a personality.
Right.
That was likable, and no one is accepting
it. It's a big slap in the face.
I feel like, yes, a lot of, you know, my wife's always complaining about like, you know, either you can be, if you do have a personality, you know, if she lets the fire out, then people go, oh, you're such a bitch. You're so mean, you know? So it's like, you're kind of like fucked either way. You know, you can either be a likable person or quiet, I guess, or you can say something and then people go, well, I don't really want you to talk. So, you know, like, which of those like things are we supposed to do?
It's a total lose-lose. You can't win either way.
On top of trying to get a 2400 on your SAT.
Who are some courageous Asians, you know? Like these, like, I'm trying to think of like, who would be,
I don't.
You know?
I feel like, I don't know, you ever, I always think I would go eat Vietnamese food in Little Saigon, and there's always, you go to a Vietnamese restaurant or any kind of like ethnic restaurant, and there's always like an 8-year-old doing the cash register. Do you ever
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No calculator,
that dude,
just like,
right,
doing
has
everything.
Balls.
That, this little kid who's like Vietnamese, and he or she is also still studying like chemistry, and still taking like orders and doing all these things. That's courage. Yeah. That's fucking crazy.
You know? I love that. Like,
that's
serious
courage.
Yo, if you got an Asian mom, you got courage. That's all I'm saying.
If you survived.
If you survived an Asian mom, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a Vietnam vet in that my parents are Viet. So I'm Viet.
Wow.
Dude, I remember.
You're a veteran. This is amazing.
I'm a veteran. I gotta wear the hat. But it just has a picture
of
your mom
on it.
Ask
for money on the subway.
I don't know. So wait, so SJ, did were your parents upset that you didn't get into Harvard?
I don't know. I feel like they...
You grew up in Great Neck, though, right?
I grew up in Great Neck.
That's tough because that's like everybody's going to Harvard.
Everyone's
I don't know what that means.
Applying to Harvard.
You got to explain what that means.
It was like I went to Great Neck South High School, which is a very, you know, top performing public school.
Oh, I see.
And there's a lot of Asians. Oh, okay. I'm trying to think. I applied to all of the Ivy League schools.
Damn.
I didn't get into any of them.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
That's why you're here.
I mean, I was disappointed. I think my parents were upset for sure.
Sure.
But I think I was I projected my own disappointment onto myself so much harder than they did.
Mm.
And so I don't even know who was more upset. I think it was me.
That's almost like a crazy Asian parent mind fuck.
It is. You know they like successfully incepted me.
So they don't even need you to be there.
You already,
it's kind of like you watch Westworld. It's like, is there the programmer's in your head already? You know, Ford is in your head.
Cease motor
Anthony
functions.
Hopkins is in your fucking head.
Cease creativity.
They were
functions.
So good at being Asian parents that they didn't, like, I don't even need them anymore. I'm just Asian parent myself.
Damn.
Oh, that's shit.
They don't even have to be there.
That's so you true. You got the ultimate Asian parent experience. They don't even have to be there. And
I mean,
always...
I would like to say that, like, I did a great job. Like, by doing that, I became the most efficient self-parenting, self-Asian parenting child.
Right. Absolutely. It's just like you got one portable in your mind all the time.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of college applications, related to this article, we have another one, right? We've got...
Yes, so now, we have another
thing that's very related to this. It's about keeping Asians limited. You know?
So there's when we talk about education, you got to talk about Asian people. So there's another somewhat related thing. So de Blasio, the mayor of New York, has this proposal to... So there's like the top five public schools, like Stuyvesant...
Bronx High. Brooklyn Tech.
Yeah, New York City. So these are like the top... public high schools, and they're all like 70% Asian because the way to get into them is a test score. There's like a standardized test that
there's no likability quotient.
There's no likability.
We all aren't so unlikable.
Courage only counts a little bit.
You could be a total
you have to have some magical ability to.
To know magic.
Yeah. What's your mana score? No one understands.
That's
that.
A Magic the Gathering reference. I get it.
Isn't mana like land?
Oh my God, yes.
We're not going to get in
my
there.
My brother.
This is sweet.
See, this is why we can't get into Ivy schools, because we're sitting here talking about fucking mana. It's not very likable, is it?
Mana, it's not.
So like, mana is magic and it comes from land. So it's not actually land, but like it's the energy that comes from the land.
It's the energy that comes from
the
land.
Exactly.
So what's the quote?
Okay, anyway, so de Blasio, he wants to change that so that it's the top students from... like the top percentages, like, you know, top, I don't know what it is, like 5% of every high school has a shot to get, not of every high school, of every like feeding school, like every school, middle school, I guess, they have a shot to get into these top
and
five.
And so that's without the test scores? Or you're saying that...
So he wants to get rid of the test scores. He wants to get rid of the test, and change all that. So...
I think that's good.
So here's the thing is that whenever I read about that or I read about Harvard, I've told Fumi, this is the one thing I'm very woke about. And in general, I kind of feel like, yes, we should have diversity in school, partially because I went to Berkeley and I hated everybody there because everybody was Asian.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, there's too many fucking Asian people here. And we had literally, we could count how many black people were in my undergrad, on our hands. Because it was just like, there's not a lot of them. There was not a lot of Latino students. There was not a lot of, it was just a lot of Asian people. So... On the one hand, you're like, yeah, I guess we want to have, quote unquote, the best students. But on the other hand, you know, I don't want to just see a bunch of people who are like me. You know what I'm saying? Like a bunch of people who drove Acuras and lived, you know, in Orange County or whatever it is, in my opinion.
But my counter argument to this is that New York City has one of the best public schools in the country.
Do we?
But yes. Like
New York City.
But they also have like the shittiest ones. So it's a big disparity. It might be weird, if you came from like a Stuyvesant feeding school and you start going to school with like these kids who went to like awful middle schools. Yes, it's an interesting social experiment, but like, is that, you know, could there be bad influence that the parents might worry about? You know, maybe they introduced drugs into high school. Maybe there's more crime. You know, just things like that.
That is the really argument, like that, right? This, by doing all these things, you're gonna like change the performance of the school.
Exactly, exactly.
So, what are they gonna use instead of test grades?
So in then, order it's to... just supposed to be about your grades, I think. Like the top students from around the city get a shot at going to these.
Oh, things. Like so, not specifically like a standardized test.
Not a standardized test. Then it'll be a little bit more holistic, I think.
I think GPAs speak more about the student's potential, to be honest, than standardized tests.
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion,
that makes sense.
Yeah, were you good at tests? Taking tests.
I was all
right.
Did
you have a, what was, okay, are we ready to reveal our SAT scores here? Are we all nervous?
Oh shit, are we doing that? I was just talking to my therapist about this. And it's crazy how long that conversation went on for.
Really? That's insane because it's been like years since you've had to do anything with the SAT scores, right?
But it's still in your soul. Of my identity.
Damn.
It is.
Like in high school, like, oh man, that was like all I cared about because my parents were so strict.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. So like, did you do well on your SATs?
I got a 1430.
Oh, you too.
That's 14. Super high. What the fuck?
But I took that three times and like that's all I thought about for years.
But this is when, but you guys
I feel like that's not good enough.
Because there are tons of people like, you know, who get 1600s and 1500s.
You guys took it when it was two subjects.
Yeah.
When it was two subjects, yes.
Wait, what did you get, Mike?
You did better than me. I got a 1390.
Oh.
That's
still high. It's pretty good. Yeah. It was much better than all my practice tests. I remember that.
That's so rewarding.
I know, right? And
but how many times did you take it?
I did take it three times. So this is the funny thing is that I took it three times. One time I got a 1380. One time, and then I was like, oh, I think I can get 1400. The second time I took it, I got a 1080. I dropped down 300 points.
Were you high?
I don't know what happened. To this day, I think there's another Michael Nguyen who got into Harvard because he's living my life. I'm living his life.
And he's much more likable. Yeah, he's for sure.
He had courage.
So much more courage. And so I don't know. I don't even know what the point of all this is, but I guess like.
That's funny, man.
I don't know what the solution for.
I always thought the reason why Asians are so good at test and SIP is because A, in actual Asia, like in China, Korea, Japan right now, that's how most people are evaluated, right? Like when you get a job at Samsung, you have to take like an English test. You have to take like these tests to get a full-time job. And when you get into good colleges, it's all test scores. They don't give a fuck about like if you volunteer, where America is like the opposite. So I always felt like I used that as more of an opportunity. So like I think something like this, De Blasio is doing, that would benefit students like me who like maybe are hard workers and have good GPAs, but they just maybe can't get like the highest test scores.
Right.
You know? So like I think that this is good.
And I agree.
Right. And but with it's just tough because with Asian immigrants, like, you know, our parents, like, they don't really speak English, and having high test scores is the only way to physically prove to somebody I am better, I am more qualified than the guy next to me. Right. Mm. And that's why they put so much emphasis on like study, because it's like no one's gonna help you. I don't know anybody at Goldman Sachs. The only way you're gonna get a job at Goldman Sachs and make a living is if you are smarter than the fucking guy named Brad next to you. That's the only way. But now the rules are changing. And I think that's okay. Now we just have to inform our Asian parents that it's not about 2400 on your SATs. Now it's like you gotta have 24,000 followers on Twitter or like whatever it is, whatever challenges there are, Asian moms will find a way to get it. We just have to let them know.
It's all about having at least 5 mana. At least, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for adding that.
And now we're back for Asian Yelpers.
Yay!
Asian Yelpers is where we go to Yelp and the land of Asia, and we go and check out some places that we like that Asian people have reviewed.
Yeah.
And This time we got SJ to tell us about some places that she likes to go to.
Yep.
And now we're going to see what other people have said about it.
Yep. Now, before we get into this, are you a big Yelper? How active are you in the Yelping community?
Yeah, I don't participate. I just look for the reviews. So I like take what I can and go.
Gotcha. Do you have friends who are, I mean, we're not.
Yeah, I have friends who are Yelpers and they're like very, very, and they're very thoughtful. It's like if I have what, if
they,
I want to.
Asian?
No, they're not.
Oh.
Yeah.
Catching on.
Why? Wait. Hold on. What is the... Are Asian Yelpers...
So Asian people...
Like?
This whole premise is the Asian people on Yelp are the hardest people to impress.
Oh, yeah, especially with Asian food.
And when they complain, they go hard.
Mm.
We go hard.
They nitpick everything.
So,
that's amazing.
Yeah, we have a lot of personality and courage on Yelp.
On Yelp, yeah.
Courage,
yeah.
And not likable, though. So.
Not likable. Right. No, so sorry.
But that's something we got to work on, God. One thing at a time, courage. So here we go. You listed some places.
So tell us about this first place.
Sushi Yasaka.
This place?
Yeah, Sushi Yasaka is my go-to sushi place and go-to Friday, or just like go-to Seamless if I want to splurge.
Ooh.
And I want to get some sushi rolls.
Yeah.
And it always delivers. It's delicious. They have the freshest fish. A ton of white people go there.
Whoa.
But also Asians.
But also Asians.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's just like it's always packed inside. I think a lot of quick sushi spots, they do more delivery than having people, serving people. But this place is always packed. And sometimes, last Friday, it was so packed, they closed down their Seamless.
Whoa.
They were not taking Seamless orders. That is so
That's
fucking ballsy.
Now, I gotta say, as an Asian consumer of Asian food, when you hear about a good restaurant, but then you see that they do Seamless, now I'm not so sure.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying? Especially with luxurious food, right? Uh-huh. With sushi, it's like, because imagine if Jiro had takeout. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doesn't that kind of ruin the image a little bit?
Oh, totally.
It's gotta be a whole experience that you take. That you sit
down.
Yeah,
the most expensive spots in New York, I don't know all of them, most of them.
I see what you're saying.
Top spots, they don't do, because they want you to have it there fresh.
Oh yeah, right, totally.
It's their philosophy.
This is definitely a tier of food where it's Seamless. All the restaurants that I sent you were kind of the...
It's okay.
Easy, everything's between $15 and $20.
Yeah, that's the actress budget.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
perfect. So,
that's the D-list celebrity budget right here.
That is... Those
where it's more 10 to 12.
So let's check it out.
Let's check it out. So we're gonna. This is one of your favorite restaurants, and we're gonna find Asian people who are talking shit about it.
Oh man, you're doing this in real time. This is
we're
so
doing it in
cool.
Real time. This is I think
Eric C.
I think he's Asian, because he's got black hair and everything.
Oh yeah, black hair is so fucking.
Okay,
Asian.
So you go. Here we go. He wrote a fucking paper on this. I'm not gonna read all of it, but Eric C.
And he gave it 1 star.
He gave it 3 stars. That's that's not good.
That's not. Good. No, well, let's see.
Three is not great.
Favorite place.
Man. Now I feel like I have low. Low
it's okay.
Food
it's okay.
Standards.
But that's how you know. Well, I have a thing where
it's okay. I'm terrible.
No, I think that I think that the best places always have 3.5 stars because
what?
I swear to God, I think the best places always have 3.5 stars because
people
like have a certain kind of passion to it. Like my favorite place is this place called Hyodonggak. Which is in K-Town. It's Chinese-Korean.
Ah!
Oh, that black noodle place.
It's black noodles.
That's 3.5 stars?
Yes.
That place is good!
Exactly. But because people sometimes go in there, they're fucking stupid, and they think it's Chinese food, and they order Chinese food, and it's not Chinese food. Chinese food.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes, exactly.
I don't know why I said that. I said that in
the Han is coming out.
Anyway,
so that's my thing, but
okay,
go ahead.
Okay, here we go. This is Eric C. talking about Sushi Yasaka. You heard the whole thing, but I'll kind of skim this. Writing this is difficult. First off, the food here is simply outstanding. It's probably the best sushi place in the Upper West Side. That's
totally.
A lie.
Oh, wow.
West Side? Yeah.
You think so?
There's no fucking Asian food in the Upper West Side.
I don't live up there. I don't know why I said that. I'm sorry, everybody. Everything is well and simply prepared. Top-notch ingredients and everything else that's required to make the food taste good. With that said, never fucking eat in the damn restaurant. Whoa, coming hot with the F word. I've tried making reservations only to arrive on time and be told that I'd have to wait another 10 minutes, another 15 minutes, another fuck this, I'm getting out of here.
Woo!
Woo! What is he, a screenwriter? What's going on? He's doing dialogue. I've even dropped by to eyeball seats and was told to come back in 10 minutes. Their problem is that they can't estimate how long it takes for people to get the fuck out. They want to heavily optimize their turnover rate and make sure every table is occupied all of the time. It's just a hassle to come here and try to dine in. When I've actually been able to sit down, the experience was decent though. Wow. So
okay.
He likes it.
Okay.
So he does like it. He doesn't like that he doesn't know when he's going to sit down.
To be honest, it sounds like he has an anger issue for all things.
He does.
This is going beyond Yelp.
I like that he wrote at the beginning, this is difficult for me to write.
Yeah. You know, like he's coming out or something.
He's like, it's a breakup letter. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to say
so
this, but I have herpes. You know, wow.
It's, oh my God.
Well, it goes back to your point that like 3.5 stars is like, it's a good thing and a bad thing, yes, because like some people love it, some people hate it. Yeah. Like, so he's torn.
So would you agree with his assessment that it is?
You did say it was
down?
Busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to sit down, but you know what it is? I'm so happy that these Asian immigrants are so successful in such a fucking white area. And like they get the opportunity to be like, seamless, I'm sorry, we can't do any more seamless orders. Like when they turn me away, I'm like, yes, like great job. And if, because you're turning me away, you're turning other people away, and that means you're so successful, you don't even need us anymore.
Oh,
you know what it is? Because ever since doing research on nail salons and like immigrant-run businesses for my short, mm-hmm, like I've had such respect for Asian-run, like, you know, like dim sum spots and like old Chinese immigrant, yes, run places or Asian immigrant run places. So like Sushi Osaka, I just like fucking love it.
I gotta say, as a Japanese person, I've never consumed sushi with like a hint of vengeance. You know what I'm saying? That's not really recommended, but it sounds like you're getting off on it.
Wait,
so maybe
I should
try it.
You think I have a hint of vengeance while consuming raw fish?
That's what it sounded like. You're like, oh, it's too busy for me? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
These white people. I've never had that reaction when going out for sushi.
I've just seen so many white people and non-Asian people be rude to nail salon technicians, salon artists.
That's a thing.
That like, and it makes me so angry because I'm like, that person could be my mom. Mm. And so then when I see that the tables have turned at the sushi restaurant and everyone loves them so much, they can't even get a fucking seat. Then it's like, oh, okay, now we're on top and we don't need you. So...
Well, let's get another one. So this one's a more recent one. This is May 28th. This is pretty recent. This is from Tiffany C. She's definitely Asian. Because,
and what is the, what's her stars? Oh, what?
One.
One?
Yep. Oh my gosh.
But you know what?
SJ just covered her mouth.
But you know what? We should.
Like she came across
the
dead body.
We should have done stats earlier because sometimes, you know, people who don't have the clout to say this shit will say it. So for example, Tiffany C., Asian girl. She's got 12 reviews, only 4 photos, 0 friends. So
no friends.
How trustworthy is her opinion?
We gotta be careful.
But nonetheless, it came up, so let's read it. Here we go. I visited Sushi Yasaka several times. Today, my husband and I visited here right when it opened at 5 p.m. We ordered 1 omakase and 1 deluxe. The waitress came back saying uni won't be included in deluxe. The menu clearly says uni will be included if available in the season. We said it's fine since we did not want to ruin our holiday dinner. When omakase came out, we found a thin hair sticking out of the roll. We quietly told the waitress and she swapped ours to a new one. Since uni was not included in deluxe, we ordered another uni a la carte. When my husband and I tried uni, we were very disgusted. The uni was pretty sure stinking. Mm. We, again, told the waitress to talk to the chefs to try uni before serving. Of course, we did not get any feedback. This place was one of our couple's favorite sushi places in New York City, but not anymore.
Oh. So she had a bad hair experience.
She had a bad hair experience. That could happen anywhere, though.
That could happen.
This is really hard.
Yeah. Have you had anything like that here? No hair?
Okay. I'm having a hard time with this segment.
Okay.
Why? Are you like emotionally?
Go ahead.
This is what we do. We talk shit about your favorite places by other Asians.
Oh, so. Am I supposed to defend it?
No, you can do whatever you want.
I'm trying to figure out what
it.
The angle is. I'm trying to be informed here. Okay. This
the
is
angle
how hard.
Is
that
you're just reacting to other people's. You know what I'm saying?
This is a difficult segment because I want to empathize with the restaurateurs because it is a hard life.
Sure, yes, sure.
Especially when you are running like Japanese food or Chinese food and like, you know, you're already like making like an Americanized version of it and whatever. They might not even care about that. But then at the same time, I want to empathize with Tiffany C because like, yeah, you know what? You should complain. Mm-hmm. If you're not happy with your food,
very true.
Then complain.
Yep.
Because that's so like, you know, I don't know. It's just like, I feel like I would be too scared to complain or something.
Yes, I know what you mean.
And I don't want to be like that anymore.
True.
I want to beat my chest and be like, yo,
you want revenge?
Hair in my uni.
Revenge.
Yeah, I want my revenge and I want it served with uni. You know? So, okay, Tiffany, I get it, but also Sushi Osaka, like, I
step
get
up,
it
step up your game.
Stepping up.
Damn, man. Well, we had, you had indicated one more spot that you like. Takeria.
Let's read one more.
Takeria St. Mark's.
Oh my gosh, have you guys been here?
I love Takeria St. Mark's.
My friend used
so
to
you
here.
And I will both get, oh, I'm already, my heart's already beating a little bit.
So good.
Takeria St. Mark's.
It was originally Takeria
Lower East Side,
yeah.
Yes, that place was so, it was good.
So this
it's pretty
is
solid, and that's coming from someone from California.
Oh yeah,
where
you're from
like
Cali.
All sorts of stuff, and it's pretty good, I think.
And it's cheap.
It is cheap. It gets crowded.
It gets crowded.
Mm. So 3 stars.
Let's see.
Okay. This is a 2-star by Erica G. Woo! Her stats, 4 friends, 40 reviews.
40 reviews.
Yes, 40. 20 photos.
Damn.
So she's, you know, she's valuable. You can tell she's Asian here because she's got the features.
Oh, snap. He said it. He said features.
There you go.
The features.
Visited this place while I was around the area, walking with my 4-month-old son and husband. We stopped by because I was in the mood for tacos. It was about 91 degrees outside today, and it was about 95 degrees inside.
Ooh.
I don't understand the AC not being on, or at least the door being open. Every time the door opened, I enjoyed a small breeze. It wasn't a comfortable eating experience, but the tacos were good, minus the extremely hot sauce that came on it. They need to warn people how hot it is because I enjoy hot sauce. But this time, I had 1 small taco and drank 2 whole cups of water because of how hot that sauce was. Had I known how hot it was, I would have ordered it on the side. The host there was a bit rude, but several gentlemen who served us were pretty nice. If you're stopping by, make sure to be prepared. If you can't take the heat, to ask for the hot sauce on the side. Smiley face.
So she gave it 2 stars because of that?
Yeah, it's because tough. The hot sauce disagreed.
So this is really, that was a Yelp review of the hot sauce.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't really of the, well, she did say it was hot.
It was hot
inside.
Yeah.
So hot and hot.
But you know, that's like, if you've been on St. Mark's, if you've been in New York City, you've been in St. Mark's, you know the deal. Those restaurants, you're not going to a per se. You know, they're all kind of like shitty little like Asian spots little and like spots, little ethnic, you know, spots, hot, man. In there.
I feel that you're now starting to understand what this segment's about.
Do you see it in my
face? You're just like, because like the whole time you're so just like, torn. This motherfucker here. That's what this is about. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
what people will
complain
about. You
know what it
about.
Is? It's because this is a Mexican spot. Or maybe it's not even a Mexican. It's like a, what kind of
it's
food
Mexican.
Is
Mexican.
Yeah, I
Mexican.
Know, but isn't it kind of like.
It's white Mexican. It's owned
like
by white
California
guys.
Mexican.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess it's more like California Mexican.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I'm
just stretching
my...
right now. And it's getting straight.
It's because I'm getting amped.
Yeah,
I'm
you
amped.
Are getting amped. Yelp reviews get Asian people amped.
So, hot sauce thing is interesting because that's something we face as Asian people, right? Like, when do you have to warn your friends about the hot sauce? As a Korean person, as a Vietnamese
you like
person.
Hot sauce. You like hot stuff.
You like hot shit. Right?
I like hot stuff, but I don't find anything Korean like too hot.
Mm-mm.
I mean, there's like...
But your white friends might disagree.
Yeah, that's true. But I find like Mexican chilies to be very, very like irresponsibly spicy.
Irresponsibly spicy.
Yeah. Not
like it doesn't have a job. All it does is ruin people's days.
Oh my gosh. Like you should be careful with this, son.
I'm not talking about like Mexican culture. I'm talking about the restaurant having an irresponsibly spicy hot sauce on the table without a warning sign. Because then that will ruin. Hot. Yeah. That will ruin your conversation with your loved one or the person that you're... Has this not ever happened to you?
You break up with them. Oh, it's too hot. This is over.
Yeah. I just know with when I'm dealing with hot sauce with ethnic food, I just know to put a little bit on it and then take it. And then if I don't like it, I won't put it on. I just know how to deal with hot sauce in general. I don't just dive right in.
You just
gotta
be careful.
That's an amateur move.
Mm. Right. Yeah, Erica should have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And she had a baby with her?
She had a baby with her.
That's hard.
They're witnesses.
That's hard. Yeah, so, okay. I do think that Taqueria should have labeled their hot sauce and told her. And so I am on Erica's side for this one.
Ooh. We've never had... This is the first time I'm doing it with a guest. We always... Mike and I, we just like... We always take the side of the restaurant, but...
Oh, really?
But yeah.
Well, a lot of times we end up just saying, we just make fun of the person.
We just make fun of the person reviewing it, but...
But in this case, you're gonna give this to the challenger.
Yeah. I mean, she was with her baby. It was very hot.
How is that any...
I guess that makes sense.
Carrying around a carriage or maybe it's like in her Bjorn.
I wish
she had
fed this to the baby. That'd be funny.
That would have...
If the baby was like, if it caused the whole ruckus.
Oh,
because
yeah.
The baby had the hot sauce in.
She definitely would have gotten a free
taco.
Well,
that's just irresponsible, okay?
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. That was episode 18.
Yeah.
On 18. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. We had SJ Sun.
Thank you, SJ, for coming on, being our first guest.
You know, we have a lot of Asian females who are listeners.
Yes.
And they're super active.
Right.
Yes, they're going to like you.
Okay, well.
So tell them how they can find you, what you're up to.
Oh, okay. You can find me on my website, sujongsun.com, or I guess you can follow me at SJSun, my son.
On what, Twitter?
That's on Instagram. Twitter is at SueSun, my son. And I have a new web series coming out, as you mentioned before, called Your Asian Friend with my friend Woody Fu. And that's with Upright Citizens Brigade and Nerdist.
Wow.
Oh, crap, Nerdist. But Nerdist is also suffering some Chris Hardwick issues. That's anyway.
True. Wow.
And then what else?
Inside knowledge.
I think that's like right now the most like immediate thing that's happening. But
that's
yeah.
awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. So check out that show, UCB. Follow her on Instagram, Twitter. And as always, you can find me and Mike. I'm on Instagram at TheFumiAbe. That's TheFumiAbe.
And I'm at NicePantsBro.
And we also have a joint Instagram account, AsianNotAsianPod. And then we also have an email address, AsianNotAsianPod@gmail.com. So let us know what you thought about this episode. Please keep leaving those reviews on iTunes. That's always super helpful. We have 41 reviews right now.
So many.
It's amazing. They've all been like, you guys are so nice. But let us know what you thought about this episode. If you have any other guest ideas, we're happy to listen.
Who else should we get on here?
And one more thing, one more final announcement. We have our monthly comedy show coming up.
This Wednesday.
This is going to drop on Monday. So in 2 days from now, we have a monthly stand-up comedy show at Black Cat LES. That's at 172 Rivington. It's called Hack City. So if you're in the city, come check us out. We have Derek Gaines from TBS's Last OG. We have Norlix Belma, who's headlining Caroline's very soon. And we have Carmen Lagala, who just made her debut on Stephen Colbert. And Andrew Casatano.
Yeah.
Andrew Casatano, the king of the comedy scene in New York City.
Oh my God, he's so funny.
So come check us out. Check out SJ.
Check out SJ.
And thank you so much for listening.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.